This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome into hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. This is the show before Christmas coming up this Friday, and it's got a kind of a musical theme to it, as you probably figured out by now. Our guest this second hour is going to be my friend of several years, Tony Orlando, talking about how he spends Christmas and singing a few tunes of the holiday season. Later on, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band premiering a new Christmas CD that they are doing. And I must tell you, he's going to surprise you. He's got an altogether different style for this CD. And then we'll finish out the show with Elizabeth Warner. She's an expert toy specialist, and she's going to give us some great ideas for children's toys, last-minute shopping, this holiday season. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allen Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Christmas in New York, there's no place I'd rather be. It's a tiny land with snow, and the big red apples all over. It's a very, merry Christmas. Oh, it's a very special Christmas. Because Christmas, it's Christmas.
I love it. I love it. It can't be Christmas around here unless we have our next guest with us. Joining us right now is my pal of many, many years. And as I said, it's just not Christmas without Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ron Segi, my friend. I'm going to tell you something. I look forward to these radio shows with you because, you know, great to talk to you as always, Ron. You know what? You're always a bright light through tough times.
Well, I appreciate
and
it.
And as we go through this period, and as we're doing this show, we're talking amongst the time when we're having the coronavirus just taking hold of this country in a terrible way. But you're always a bright light. When I speak to you, whether it be on the phone at night at my home, we tell stories together and we have a good time. And I just want the people to know out there that you are really one of the most genuine people. You have a lot of compliments for everybody else, but it's time somebody compliments you because you have a great listening audience and not only one of the most nicest men and persons I've known, but boy, are you talented. The only thing that really gets me angry with you after all this years of friendship is that you sing better than me. That's really annoying.
You know, Tony, I guess that's it. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Tony for joining us.
You are a great singer. You're unbelievable. Could have had a scene career, a Satya radio career.
Well, by the time I got into singing, you were already gone as the boss of the record company, you know, and you were, for a long time, the main man with research and development for record companies, and then when you weren't there, I figured I had no chance left, you know. what am I going to do, you know?
Can I make a suggestion?
Oh, absolutely. You know I take every one of
you
your suggestions.
You know that little studio in your house?
Yes.
Why don't you go in and do a theme song and start your show with you singing?
Well, you know, that's a good idea. I never thought of that before. See, and you haven't seen. I was hoping that you would be down here next month, but, of course, with everything going on, the show is postponed like the whole world has been postponed. But, see, you got to come in and see my new studio. It's a separate building now behind my home. I got pictures of you everywhere, and, you know, I got drum set, I got pianos, I've got everything. I mean, this thing is like a nightclub. You know, you come in, we sing a few songs, do a few shows, we put it on Facebook, you're a star, and I get a chance to be with you.
That's great. I love that. You're going to change that studio.
Oh, yeah. I moved into a new building in the backyard, and it's fantastic. I mean, I'm going to send you pictures of this, okay, because I know it's going to be a couple of weeks before you get down here, so I'm going to do that. You know, you talk about me being a light. Let me tell you, last night, Tony and I spent 2 hours on the telephone. Tony said, we've talked so long, what are we going to talk about on your show? Believe me, that's not a problem when it comes to him and I, all right? We could have the Ben-Hur version on radio the way we go at it. But,
well, you know why? We've had such unbelievable experiences, and we love our business so much. We love show business. And we've had the opportunity, you and I, to work with our heroes, to work with the people we loved and admired, and then they became friends, you know. And when we share stories, I say this to the listeners, it's like our own little radio show experiences, and we enjoy it. And last night was a great 2 hours, you're right.
Oh, it was. And, you know, you talk about admiring people from afar and them becoming friends. You're like that to me, Tony, and you know that. I've told you that 1,000 times before. You know, I never knew when that song came out and I played the hell out of it that I was going to be, you know, best friends with Tony Orlando. But, you know, I go back to some of our experiences. I remember you were down here one time promoting your book. You were staying at the Hard Rock, and we did a show live, a radio show, in the lobby, if you remember that. And
I do remember that.
I go up to your room, and you've got this suit and tie, and you look like you're just ready to go in to speak to Congress. I come in, I look like Gabby Hayes, and I said, Tony, you got a tie. I should have wore a tie. Now, don't worry about it, Ron. No, I should have wore a tie. Now, look, if it makes you feel any better, I'll take this doggone tie off. And you took the tie off and threw it on the bed. To me, that's hilarious, you know, and we've had some experiences throughout the years that are pretty doggone funny. But I will tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only guy that I know in the singing business that would bring somebody up on stage and let them sing during their show. He's done that to me on several occasions. No singer does that because, you know, their show is their show and only, not Tony. You know, he shared it with me several times.
Well, you know, I learned that from a pretty great performer, Terry Cole, who plays Steve Butchman. He sings. And,
yeah, he's great.
And his brother Tracy, and then my drummer Tim Pope, and my brother. We all take a chance, and I'll tell you where I learned that. And it's funny how people react to it. That you'd think they would say, oh, what's the matter? You're taking a rest. No, you know what they say? Hey, man, that's really great the way you showcase it. You're not afraid to show the people in your band, let them sing.
Right.
And I learned that from Sammy Davis, because Sammy used to say to me, Tony, the stage is not a place for our ego. Our job on that stage is to entertain people with everything we got. And he made this reference. He said, remember the 1927 Yankees? I said, Sammy, I wasn't born in 1927. he'd say, no, seriously, the 1927 Yankees, according to baseball historians, is the greatest baseball team ever. Why? Because they had Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth on their team. He said, but do you think they won all those games and those World Series with just two guys?
Right.
No. There was a bench of 25 guys on that bench.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the most important thing for you to do is to use your bench. If your drummer or your pianist or your harp player or your string player, whoever's in your orchestra, if they can do something that entertains that, bring them out to the plate and let them swing the bat.
Yep, you're right.
Because the most important thing is that those people get entertained. And I never forgot that. And he said, and always pay tribute to your bench. And he would make his orchestra stand up and take a bow.
Right.
And I never forgot that. Because the truth is, when you came up on that stage, you weren't just entertaining me. You weren't entertaining yourself like in a mirror. You were entertaining that audience. I gave that audience a gift when I asked you to come up to sing. You weren't doing me the favor. You were doing them the favor. So really and truly, you added a lot to that day, to that moment. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends, but people don't know how good you are because you've always made your fame and your great career in radio. And people don't know that you really could have been Bobby Darin, that you could have been that guy. I mean, you are that good. And sometimes I always used to shake my head and say, how life takes us down a different road all the time. You know, Segi really is a giant in the radio business, but he could have been a great, wonderful singer.
I don't know what to say. I don't take these compliments well, but from you, I just treasure them. But I remember one time you called me. You had an opportunity.
No, but these aren't compliments. These are revelations because people don't know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were a singer and they knew that about you and I said these things, that would be a compliment. But people who listen to your show, they don't know that you do that, sing that well.
And you mentioned Bobby Darin. I still love, in fact, I do it in my show now on stage, your version of Dream Lover. I thought that nobody could do a better version of Dream Lover than the great Bobby Darin, whose band you inherited when he passed away. But your version of Dream Lover, I know you don't think much of it, but I think it's sensational.
Well, I was 16 years old when I cut that record, and Bobby was in the studio. And Don Kirshner was the producer. And Carole King was the background singer and the arranger to that particular version you're talking about. Those days, you didn't do any overdubbing. You know, in other words, you sang live.
Right.
You know, in the early 60s, it was a four-track studio.
Right.
All live in the studio. And so I was so nervous because Bobby was in the booth. And here I am singing his hit song. And I start singing it, and I come to the end, and if you listen to the end, I forgot the words to the song, and I was so embarrassed that I started to cry.
Really?
And Bobby came out and said, what's the matter? I said, I'm embarrassed. I just screwed up the lyric. I just am so embarrassed. I was 16 years old. He said, Tony, when you have a great performance, even the wow, has to stay because it made me feel good. So the fact that you and Bobby liked it, I'm happy.
We're going to pause for just a second. My pal, Tony Orlando's here. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Royal Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Staying with us another segment is my friend who does a great job on everything he records, including Christmas music, Tony Orlando.
Hey, Ron, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever played your Christmas cuts that you sang on your show? Why don't you do that?
I don't
understand why you don't do that. People don't realize how good a singer you are, and you really have, I mean it, you could do, I wish you would play some of the stuff I've heard you sing, seriously. I know you're humble and all that, but come on. Let the people hear. They love you. Let them hear how good you are.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment.
No, I'm not just trying to be a complimentary. I'm serious. You know, I've been, to the listener here today, I've been in Ron's house, and he has a studio in his house, small little studio, and he goes in there, and he takes a track, and he gets up, and he sings his heart out. And I sit there, and I look, and I think, you know, it's a shame that Ron never made records in a big way and didn't have a big career, because you really are a good singer.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, but I want you to see our new studio, because I built a building in the back of my home.
I heard it. Yeah. Your son told me.
Yeah, I got drums, piano. I mean, we could have a whole concert here. And I was really happy to hear that one of the venues that I played later last year in Stuart, Florida, Lyric, is where you're going to be playing coming up the first quarter of next year. It's a nice theater. They just remodeled it. But to think that I performed on a stage that Tony Orlando has been performing on. We always have fun. You know, you told me one time, why are you using 15 pieces and 3 backup singers? Because I like to lose money, Tony.
That's it's costly, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to figure out your secret. Yeah, it costs a few bucks to do that. Tony, what do you do? I know you go back to New York just about every year for Christmas. Tony makes his home in Branson, although he periodically appears there.
I haven't appeared there now for the past 2 years. I'm a road guy. I love living in Branson, and I love the theaters there. I go to see the shows there. It's wonderful. But I did 20 years of shows there, and I missed being on the road. I'm just a roadie, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
How difficult, though, is that, Tony, when you have such a beautiful family like you do? I mean, Franny's the best. Jenny Rose,
oh,
my God.
They can't wait to have me out of the house. What are you talking about? Get out of here. Go already.
I got to tell you, we've had a lot of funny experiences over our friendship. And I know I've said this to you before, and I apologize, but this is the funniest thing. I'm in the Branson. We're going to have dinner with Tony and his wife, Franny. And he says afterwards, he says, look, I'm going to take you to a condo I own. Why are you getting motel when you come to town? Why don't you just stay at this condo? So I go in, beautiful condo, gorgeous condo, and he's explained to me everything as if, you know, I'm going to move in like the next day. And he says, now, if you see any insects, this is what you do. And he goes underneath the sink and he pulls out this container of, I don't know what it is, Decon or something.
You know why that is? You know why that is? Because I live by the lake.
Yeah.
Them,
oh, sure.
And in the Ozarks,
It's like Jurassic Park when it comes to flying insects.
Well, he's standing in the kitchen, and he's holding this thing with this hose, and I thought to myself, if I could only get that picture for Facebook and say, Tony Orlando, who's known them all, who's been on the Dean Martin roast, who's won Grammy Awards, a singer, a writer, an actor, the full package, and he's showing me how to kill these bugs in the event that a spider comes in the house. It's like Elvis trying to put on a Velcro shoe.
I remember the look of horror on your face, as if to say, I am not, no way, going to sleep in this house with these flying Jurassic Park dinosaurs in here. Are you kidding me?
No, I wasn't afraid of the. I wasn't afraid of that because I live in Florida. They're all over the place. What amazed me was that.
Florida is the birthplace of Jurassic Park.
I know. The thing that really broke me up was that Tony's in the kitchen, and he's a regular guy, and he's looking for, you know, here's how you squirt the hose and everything else. I'm thinking to myself, this is great. So anyway, you're going to be in New York for the holiday then, right?
Here's what's happening. We, as you mentioned, this year, since we spent most of November in New York, we're going to stay in Vegas, and we're going to stay there up until I leave to go to resorts. I'll be hanging with a friend of mine who we've become very close friends, Chris Angel.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Who's a Greek, by the way. And his family is so wonderful. And he lives, of course, in the most beautiful home in Las Vegas. And we have a good time. Our families get together, and we go to his house for Christmas dinners and his beautiful tree and his beautiful view of Vegas. So this year we're going to stay with him. With him, but, you know, enjoy Christmas time with him.
Yeah, he's quite a talented guy, too. He's been on the show several times. Nice man. Well, Tony, I must tell you, the only problem with our friendship, Tony, is that we just don't see each other enough like we used to. And that really,
well, you know,
that really,
that's so true. You know something, Ron, and this is going to be a personal conversation over the air, and I don't care. You are one of the most wonderful people in this business. I've known you over 20 years, and I can tell you that I miss you. I pray for your family every night. Your sons are like my sons.
Mm-hmm.
I love them dearly. I love you. I've loved your mom when she was, you know, I love, you love mine.
Absolutely.
And we've had amazing friendship in a business that doesn't really nail friendships. Acquaintances we have many, but friendships very few. And I want to wish you and your family the most beautiful Christmas and New Year's God could ever bless you with, Ron, because you're that special to me.
Well, Tony, and I feel the same way about you. You know that. And I do miss your mom. She was a sweetheart of a lady. I miss your dad. I remember talking to your dad.
Oh, he was a character.
Yeah. But I used to call him. Tony said, well, my father doesn't feel good. I'll call him and I'll talk to him, you know. We had
my
great
father
time.
Was a combination in looks of Jackie Gleason and Omar Sharif.
There's something you don't see very often.
Both Omar Sharif and Jackie met my father, and they both said, he looks like me.
Yeah,
funny.
He was a great guy, really. But your mom, I'll never forget the backstage of Branson one time where Michael Jackson was one of the guys in the band.
Right.
And he walked back, and she said to him, I think you could have done a better job tonight, Michael. Just busted me up, you know. Well, Tony, Merry Christmas. Please tell Franny, Jenny Rose, John, I send my love. And I'm making a New Year's resolution that I'm going to see more of you in the year 2021.
I look forward to that, Ron. I really do. Thank you and love to Claudia. God bless you and keep healthy and stay. Get in the studio and record some of that Christmas stuff for your show, please.
I will do that, Tony. I'm going to send some to you. Tell Dave Thomas I said hello, too, by the way.
I will.
Okay.
He's right here.
I know. Tell Dave I said hi. Tony, thank you.
That's our Santa Claus, right?
That's our Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to think that it's a Wendy's hamburger that you're standing next to, okay? It's Dave Thomas, the Santa Claus on the Tony Orlando Show.
That's right.
Thanks, Tony. Merry Christmas, pal. I love you.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. I love you more. Thank you, baby.
Okay, bye. Tony Orlando, it just doesn't get any better than my pal Tony. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silent night.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is holding a rare weekend session as it tries to pass both a coronavirus stimulus bill and a general budget bill before a Sunday midnight deadline to fund the federal government. One of the issues still being negotiated in a COVID relief bill would be stimulus checks to most Americans. Senator Bill Cassidy said those are fine to include in the bill, but the Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that Congress should focus on helping out small businesses specifically.
The checks are okay, but the folks who are really hurting are the folks who are about to lose their business and laying off folks who otherwise would be employed. I say the best stimulus check is a paycheck. So I think there's a little bit of a different philosophy there. If we can, you know, if checks are part of the deal, they'll be part of the deal. I think Ron Johnson's point was, let's take care of the folks who are really hurting, the unemployed, the folks about to lose their business, and therefore folks about to lose their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They told me ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Gotta guess who that is. You'll be surprised when you find out. Now, here's the surprising part, okay? Now, this is from a brand new CD of 12 new cuts. Actually, there's some new and some traditional done by a group that absolutely is fantastic, but I think this might be their first venture into this. Joining us right now is our pal who's been with us three times just this year. It's always good to have from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not the first time you've done this, KC?
It is. We've been doing a couple of the songs that are on the album in live shows for quite a few years now, and I just decided to finally, you know, go ahead and put out a Christmas CD. I never had done one, always thought of doing one. And I've just been in this creative mode the last couple of years or whatever, so it's really, I guess the timing was right, you know. I mean, this is the first one, and maybe I'll do a follow-up at some point.
Well, you know, the first I heard of this, the first thing that came to my mind is what a year, because the last time we talked about your CD that retook all of the songs from the 60s that you liked.
Correct.
I remember the great version you did of the song that you and I both like, Oh, How Happy.
Yes.
And, you know, that is such a great CD, continues to bring back memories. And now here we are at the end of the year, and you surprise us again with another piece of work that is different than what we're used to hearing from KC and the Sunshine Band.
It is. I mean, I'm exploring a lot of different areas and things that I haven't ever done before, going a little bit out of the box.
Yeah, great.
I think it's very what KC and the Sunshine Band is, actually, the whole album. And, you know, there's a bunch of original stuff that's getting ready to come out soon that's that teeters on out of the box, too. And I'm just in a creative mode, and there's a lot of stuff to come, a lot of stuff.
That's so good to hear. Now, let's talk about some of the songs on the CD. Now, you have some of the traditional holiday favorites, including The Little Drummer Boy. I love your version of it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Then we go beyond that with some new stuff, songs that you've written, like Jingle Bell Boogie, After Christmas Song. I love the name of that, the After Christmas Song.
Yeah, I kept thinking, you know, there's not a song for after Christmas when Christmas is all done and everything. So it just kind of popped into my head. I said, yeah, I'm going to write a song called the After Christmas Song.
What time of the year did you do this? Did you do this a few months back?
I started it in January of this year.
Okay, so the reason I asked that question is because a lot of times people used to tell me when they do Christmas CDs, like Andy Williams told me, what he would do is do it like, you know, like in July. And so they would decorate the studio in Christmas and have hot chocolate and decorations and everything else, then get out and get in his convertible and go home. But you living in Miami, getting your convertible and go home even during Christmas.
Correct. Yeah, we didn't decorate the studio or anything like that because it was just a process over, you know, 8 months or whatever it was, 7 months. It was just fun doing it. It was fun putting the whole project together. I kind of got a little crunched near the end and wasn't even able to record a few more songs that I really wanted to be on the album. I was very pleased with, you know, the way it turned out and had a lot of fun doing it. And it was just a great project. And I'm really happy about it.
I am too. And not because we've been friends for a long time, ever since our meeting at the Atlantis, but the fact of the matter is I'm excited about what you've been doing. The 60s, as I mentioned earlier, the CD is great. I mean, you've done a great job on some of the traditional songs. In this Christmas CD, you have the Unity on the Bay Choir from South Florida doing the background chorus.
I do. I actually brought them in on the 60s album. They sang on Blowing in the Wind from that album with me. I was introduced to them through Terry DeSario about 3 or 4 years ago, and we did a little thing at their church or whatever, her and I, and it was the first time we had sung together in over 30-some-odd years, and they were just a great group of individuals or people, so it was just natural for me to call them and ask them to come sing on this album with me.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds great. I mean, I love this thing. I've been playing it since I got it, and it's really done very, very well, and it was recorded down in your hometown of Miami.
Yes.
Now, I heard a rumor that this whole thing came about by a buddy of yours saying to you, you know, there's never been a Christmas CD done the Sunshine Band style. And that was the beginning of this.
He actually said, why don't you write a song like Jingle Bell Boogie or something like that? And I thought, well, that's an interesting title. I love that title. And so right away, within like an hour or two, I had written the song. I think I was on an airplane somewhere, headed somewhere. And I sent the melody to a friend of mine in the UK who does production, and he did up a track for me or whatever. He sent the track back over to me. Then I brought the band in, and we played on top of the track. And voila.
Voila.
Jingle Bell Boogie was born, and the Christmas album.
Wouldn't it be something like if 50, 60 years from now, all of these songs, including the After Christmas song, I love that, and Jingle Bell Boogie became a classic like White Christmas, I mean, and your legacy would go on.
Well, that would be great.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, very good. What is the website again?
It's heykcsb.com or kcandthesunshineband.com.
What are you going to do for the holidays, Casey?
I'm having just my normal visiting with friends and stuff like that. And then Christmas night, I have a huge annual Christmas party at my house. It started about 4 or 5 years ago, and because I figured nobody has anything to do Christmas night, so I threw a big Christmas party on Christmas night.
Great idea. Now, again, I want to mention the fact that the new CD is A Sunshine Christmas. Great name for it, because not only is it part of the band's name, but it comes from the Sunshine City of Miami.
Right, and the song on there that's called A Sunshine Christmas, I was thinking, you know, here's this song called White Christmas, and it's like written about, you know, living with, having, you know, a white Christmas, but some of us in South Florida and other places around the world, we don't ever have a white Christmas. We have a sunshine Christmas. So that's kind of what that song is. It's kind of a take on White Christmas, but it's a sunshine Christmas. It's what we see on Christmas Day and what we feel.
Now, Casey, I've been down in Florida for 25 years. I know you've been down here your entire life. Have you ever spent a Christmas in the snow?
I have. I mean, I've traveled a lot. My sister lives in Maryland. I have spent Christmas in the snow, and it's I love the snow. I don't get to see a whole lot of it down here, that's all.
You only love it until...
And it's great to visit.
Yeah, that's it. You only love it till about December 26th, and then that's about it. Then
right.
It's back to the sunshine. Well, Casey, I urge everybody to go out and get your CD, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. It's called A Sunshine Christmas. It is the very first Christmas CD of our friend Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I will attest to this because we're playing it on the show. It is done very good. It brings the spirit of Christmas and a happy, joyful feeling when you listen to it. That's the most important part.
Thank you. That's the whole idea of it.
Well, Casey, you know I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. Have a marvelous Christmas and a happy new year, my friend. And
thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for your friendship and so many hours of great listening.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey.
Bye.
Our guest, Casey, from Casey and the Sunshine Band, new CD out right now, a Christmas album entitled A Sunshine Christmas from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Boy, I tell you, you talk about something revolutionary.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, and we'll talk in the new year. Casey.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time all around the world. From each and every boy and girl, you can feel your hands up in the air. Celebrate tonight, it's a love affair. Underneath the mistletoe, give me a kiss. Deck the halls with crowds of holly, do it like this. Merry Christmas, said the night wind to the little lad. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little man, do you see what I see? A spark, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, well, our next guest has made frequent visits with us over the past month and a half, and of course, we are getting closer and closer, not only by the day, but by the hour to Christmas. So joining us right now is a child lifestyle expert, the toy industry's premier lady, Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Liz. How are you? Welcome back to the show, dear.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me back. It's so great to hear your voice.
Let's talk about last-minute shopping here now. What's new in the world of gaming? Because I know that is really, really big. I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Bring us up to date.
So, Ron, my friend, this is probably one of the most anticipated arrivals this holiday season. Xbox has two new consoles this holiday season. So I'm going to explain a little bit about each. The first one is the Xbox Series X. This is their fastest, most powerful console ever. Now, they also have the new Xbox Series S. This is the smallest Xbox ever at a more affordable price. So it's an amazing next-generation performance, really the best value for all things entertainment, from gaming to streaming your favorite shows and music. Truly a great gift for the whole family. Now, if you check out Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, this is such a great deal. So you get access to over 100 games for just $14.99 a month. So you know the cost of one game can be very expensive, right? But now we can have access to over 100 for a monthly subscription like that for $14.99. I think it's fabulous.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Now, we talked about something for the entire family, but you have some great ideas for family game night. As I mentioned to you a couple of weeks back, Jane Lynch had a very popular show on called Family Game Night or something to that effect. So what do you do to have the family do something together on a game night, which I think is not only a great idea for entertainment, but it's a great idea for family get-together type things, you know, where you can get the family involved.
Oh, I agree, and we're spending more time than ever together as families, right? So we want to make that time quality, fun, and wonderful. So Goliath Games brings us so many fabulous games for the family. You should check out everything they have. They're known for games like Pop the Pig and Banana Blast, but I've got a couple with me today that are just so fun. So the first one's called Rattlesnake Jake. Now, he's about 8 inches high, brightly colored, as on a cowboy hat. So it's our job, because he's taken the gold, take that gold back. But what we have to do is put our hands in that pile and pull one piece at a time. But he's got some sensors inside, Ron. I'm going to tell you what happens. Once in a while, if your hand goes in there, well, he strikes. So when the motion sensor goes off, his head pops forward at you, and it's got sort of something that looks like a slinky mechanism. So when it comes forward, it's like boing, boing, boing. I will tell you, it is so funny and so fun, and you let out such a yell. Now, even though you know it's coming, every time, it still just is hysterical when he actually snaps. Now, the other game is called Burping Bobby. Now, Burping Bobby is getting a lot of attention because it's the funniest thing ever. It's a hippo. Our kids are going to play a little memory game, and then they're going to feed the hippos some very stinky foods because, you know, hippos just love to eat. And once they feed him, they're going to turn this crank on the side of him, and that was Burping Bobby. Burping Bobby will let out a burp after you feed him that stinky food. And, by the way, when he burps, some cool mist comes out of his mouth, so it's a whole thing. It is hysterical.
You know, you mentioned Slinky. Now, you and I both know that that was my favorite toy. I didn't have much technology in my life, obviously. But I saw the other day on Facebook that that is one of the legendary toys of all time, Slinky. Really?
Yes. When you talk about, like, nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame and the Toy Hall of Fame, those are the kinds of classic toys that people really loved.
Yeah.
You know, another really big classic that people have loved and talked about forever is Crayola, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was just going to ask you about that, because that is such a standard thing. You think that, well, it's a Crayola, you know, it's back in the 40s, but this is really something new this year.
Well, true. And, you know, when we think of Crayola, honestly, I love nothing more than my Crayola crayon box, right? Mm-hmm. All those colors and the sharpener in the back, right? That was exciting to have all that access. Well, kids nowadays, they have so much more. So they have something called Scribble Scrubby Pets. I've talked about them in the past because I love them. They're these adorable pets. They fit in the palm of your hand. So picture, like, the cutest little doggies you've ever seen. They're all white. So then what our job is to color them. And once we decide we want to change how they look, we simply wash them off. They go back to being white. And then we can color them again. Well, they have these little play sets, or themes, as they like to call them. One of them is a mobile grooming truck. So this is a whole truck. The dogs can ride in it. The markers go in it. And on the back, there's a little tub and a working spray pump. So they can actually wash their dogs, and they also have a tattoo shop this year, which has a rotating chair and these ultra-clean washable stampers. So you stamp all over your pet, and it looks like little tattoos. It's adorable.
Now, you and I both agree that when you have a toy, the best combination is a toy that you can learn, whether it's something technical, whether it's something like a craft or something of that nature, and we're both in favor of that. And you have a plethora of those this year.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm huge on this. It's called Rabble Tails. This is an award-winning toy, and I'll tell you why. It's also a cool collectible, but, you know, the kids aren't going to realize how much they're learning. You start off with this, and it looks like a yarn ball. That's what it looks like. But the kids unwind the yarn ball, and as they unwind it, cover all these fun surprises, things like stickers, button charms, a little plush character. But here's what's neat. As they unravel this, they find those fun things. All the yarn that's in this little yarn ball becomes something that they're going to use to create things. So some of the things they'll be creating, a pet bed, friendship bracelets, friendship necklaces. So each layer of yarn actually has a purpose. They've been listed as number one new release in stuffed animals and toys on Amazon for 6 weeks. this thing is so innovative, but it turns into so much more, and they're actually going to have to craft and build. So I just love that idea.
I just can't get over the things that you have in your bag of goodies.
Yes. So one more quick thing I'll tell you about is something called BFF Bright Fairy Friends.
Okay.
These are adorable collectibles. They're dolls, Ron. There are 12 of them, but each one is a fairy. And when you push a little button on them, their wings light up so beautifully. But here's why I fell in love with them. Each one comes in a motion-activated twinkling fairy jar. That's how they come. So imagine the olden days. You picture that jar that you put the little holes in the top. You could catch fireflies, and you look in the jar, and it was twinkling. That's what this jar looks like. So when you send this off as a gift to someone, and they open it up, it immediately is twinkling from within. They open it up. The fairy's in there. There's surprises in there. It's magical. So that's definitely another one to look for.
So where can we go for more information on all the stuff that we're talking about today, Liz?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is WernerInfo.com.
Okay, Elizabeth, and thank you again, Darren. We go to WernerInfo.com. Our guest has been our friend, child lifestyle expert, and toy expert, Elizabeth Werner.
All right, Ron, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Boy, I tell you, what a nice lady. And there's more to Christmas giving when we return live with Ron Sedgie today.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for this week. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Lee Greenwood, Dina Martin, Jennifer Jolly, Tony Orlando, KC and the Sunshine Band, and Elizabeth Warner. We hope that you have a fantastic Christmas and that you and your family, as best as you can during these troubled times, can get together and share the love of the season. We'll be looking for your company come next week with Ron Seggi today. And until next weekend, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.